Blog Talk Radio.
One way boom.
Shout out to
Radio Rock.
Gangsta,
we doing this
gangsta,
fly way.
Very fun.
My way.
Oi.
I'm going
crazy.
Down your
road. Crazy.
It's your boy Lane. When I'm dead and gone.
Wrong.
Remember one thing.
Bang.
I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way.
My way.
Yeah. I'm a smoke. I'm a drink.
Drink.
I'm a hit the club.
Good.
My life is what I do.
This what I do.
I'm doing it my way.
Chris Field stuff shrimp, riding in the old school, looking just like a pimp. All white, 6'4", gangsta white walls, 90 in the left lane, looking like a face. In the club, I'm surrounded by models. I'm sipping on a bottle with the fly cigars. I'm doing it, shade jab black, got a pocket full of stacks. Can't hear you haters, all I smell is loud pack. In the fast lane, late night, always under city lights, staying in the nightlife, knowing that I'm living right. Always been the giving type, I don't stop a funny life. I ain't trying to go. When I gotta keep the money
the
right.
With your four lanes,
bang.
When I'm dead and gone.
Wrong.
Remember one thing,
bang.
I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way.
My way.
Yeah. I'm a smoke, I'm a drink,
drink.
I'm a hit the club.
Good.
If my life is what I do,
good.
I'm doing it my way.
In the league of my own. This ain't the NFL, but I stay in the red zone. I don't need seven, I settle for three. I don't know about you, it's good money to me. I'm always in the fast car, and I like to dress fly. I don't need no more gear, I should sell a nap by. I try, did some catch my eye. Then I'm leaving Georgetown with bags like why. Did a fab up in Starb, did the same up in Boss. I just threw it in the bag, I ain't looking to call. I do it the fly way, every day is a Friday. It ain't hard to see a lot of money
I'm
come my way.
I'm on the road, with your four lanes.
Bang.
When I'm dead and gone.
Wrong.
Remember one thing,
bang.
I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way.
My way.
Yeah. I'm a smoke, I'm a drink,
drink.
I'm a hit the club. If my life is what I do,
good.
I'm doing it my way.
Yeah,
I'm doing
Radio.
It my way.
I'm in that 2010 coupe, black as a rag. My Southside shorty is supermodel bag. 5 or 6 hits, one way on the tag. From 0 to 60, we blowing up fast. We hustle through the day, party through the night. Do it how we wanna, and we don't need permission. Cause when money's up, man, they listen. When you shine so bright, the whole world pays attention. Southside, get it, uptown, get it. The dream is real, hustle hard, man, you can live it. The life is like a motion picture, man, so vivid. To put on for the city, we did it.
I'm going 90 on the road, with your four lanes.
Bang.
When I'm dead and gone,
wrong.
Remember one thing,
bang.
I'm doing it my way. I'm doing it my way.
My way.
Yeah. I'm a smoker, I'm a drink,
drink.
I'm a hit the club.
Shout to one way, Joe.
It's what I do. I'm doing
Black
it my
up.
Way.
Shout to Night Rider.
Oh, baby. Hello.
Bunny.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Ryan.
Hey.
What's up, sweetie?
Who's this?
It's Ronaldo.
Who?
Is this Bunny?
No, I'm sorry, wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They ain't it on me. They ain't it on me. I'm
Money Man. Got the one. The piece of reputation. I'm the one. Let's go.
Raising up my salary, I'm full-blown age. And y'all can mind the allergies but this is my reality. The shit that I've been hearing is nothing but a tragedy. These niggas try to be comedians, allergies, ain't anybody in my way.
Fatality.
I give these bitches hardwood like mahogany. I keep an extra bitch, I don't believe in monogamy. And then I take them to the boardwalk like Monopoly. Then after that, I read some of Socrates' philosophy. I had dreams of palm trees where it's tropical. I fought through the pain, overcame every obstacle. I had dreams of getting flames for 1,000 fans. Rolling up an L, smoking out in Hawaiian sands. Growing up, all I had was a pair of dirty fans. I hustled to this point, now I feel I'm in the promised land.
I'm a champion, I always have and always will be. I'm the HNIC, all you niggas should envy. Had a rough life and I came up top. DJ number one, gonna stay up top. My head is messed up, I got a bad timeline. With an OCD, gotta clear the timeline. Since I was 13, I had to survive so I can live a better life. For me and my mom, my pops worked 2 jobs. A nigga still struggle, that's why I had to get back to that fucking hustle. So I fly like a butterfly, hustle like the bee. And that money is that honey, so we stacked it in that tree. And that school shit, nah, I didn't finish that. Too many people found out that my mom was smoking crack. From 13 to 18, always been a champion. 22 now, graduated to a veteran.
Money man.
Yeah. Hey.
What's
happening with y'all? What's the topic?
Hello?
Hello.
Yo.
I'm here. Yes, who's this?
Is DK?
Yeah. Is she there? What's the topic?
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
I do.
Yo, who's this?
This Triple right here.
Yo, this Ren.
Who?
Naldo.
Alright, what it do, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm up here chilling on daddy duty trying to get this damn video out. What's up with y'all?
I can dig it and try.
Let me ask you this. How many threesomes have you had that went wrong?
That went wrong too.
What? details about?
I mean, you know, both of them went wrong the same way, you know what I mean? The, you know, my significant other, you know, she brought them both into the game. You know what I'm saying? And then it got to the point where, yeah, it was just me. It was just tripping and the other chick for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It got to the point where, you know what I mean, my significant other was at work, and, yeah, a friend would, you know, come through on the sneak to him.
So, okay, so then after all that happened, I mean, how did it go wrong? Did she get upset because
you
was you giving the other one too much attention?
I mean, nah, she got upset because it was happening without her, basically. You know what I'm saying?
Because
she felt like it ain't supposed to happen unless it was her because, you know what I mean, it was her thing. You know what I mean?
What was her thing? Her with the girl, or what?
It was her idea. You know what I mean? She brought her friend into it, so she felt like, you know what I mean? I feel her. You know what I mean? I should have respected her, or whatever, to the point where, like, nah, you know what I mean? Not without my girl, but shit, I'm Jack Tripper. But you know what I mean? Everybody know who Jack Tripper is. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm the 20th century Jack Tripper. Only difference between me and Jack Tripper is I ain't just roommate, you know what I mean?
You got him moving in with you.
I ain't just hosting no two roommate female, you know what I'm saying? I'm room hopping.
Okay. So I got a little scenario for the fellas, and I'm gonna let you in on that, and I'm gonna also let Lotto in on this combo. Now, y'all tell me this. Let's say your girl show up. Okay, let's say your girl say she want to have a threesome, right? She don't tell you with who. If it's a girl, then you don't ask no details. You just excited. You say, yeah, I'm with it. Come on, go ahead, bring them over. And then when she comes with this, she let you know she's on her way, and she got her peoples with her. Then y'all gonna have that special night. But when she gets there, she bring a dude.
And this my girl we talking about?
Oh, yo, you want to handle that first trip?
let me get that. Hey, shit. And why is she bringing a dude? She better bring the police too. You know what I mean? Because I didn't say that better myself. I ain't going for no shit. Can we cuss on this show?
Yes, you can. Feel free.
I ain't going for no shit like that. You know what I mean? Because I'm with it as far as her and another girl because she and the girl. I ain't into no motherfucking dude.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you. Hit that shit on the head, man.
I mean, you know, hypothetically speaking, if I was into dudes, then I don't know, I guess. But I'm not into no dude. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I don't play no nigga there.
Fuck the hypothetical. We ain't into no dudes.
Yeah, fuck that.
Tell me how you would have handled that.
How I would have handled it? Everybody dies. On some real shit. Everybody dies for even disrespecting me to even think about that shit. I'm not one of them dudes who sit up there and bow down to everything this girl wants and nothing like that. You know what I mean? But like Tripper said, you know what I mean? She and the girls. You know what I'm saying? So that's why we can have a threesome that way. If a dude lightly brush up against me anywhere, it's on. I mean,
right.
Oh, you know. There ain't no rap. You know what I mean? So.
But keep in mind, y'all.
Phone.
You
gonna wait for him to come back?
I ain't got to.
I want to go get out the room.
At least
get on my side of the family.
Yeah. So I'm saying, let me ask you though, Bunny.
I was about to. Go ahead.
Let me ask you then, Bunny. You know what I mean? What if you and your dude, you know what I mean, y'all was into that, you know what I mean, another dude type of joint, and all of a sudden he brought a girl home, but you ain't in the girl.
Touche.
Well, first of all, it'll be different for me because I'm always at the head, so it would make me a difference who's giving it, but somebody will be giving it before the end of the night, and I won't be returning shit if she wasn't invited. And that's just not, that's just how that's going to go down.
Okay, so then why are females always doing that, man? You know what I mean? Yeah, she could give me some head.
Y'all is different because if we as female and we want two dudes, it's different because one, you might not be comfortable with the other dude, you might not know him, and like y'all keep saying, if he brush up against me or if he touch me, some dudes just ain't even comfortable with another dick in sight in the room. They don't want to see.
You're absolutely right. No co-star dicks.
I mean, to keep it real, man, you know, me and my brother and me and my cousin done ran a G on the barber, but it's just a barber. Ain't no nigga fucking my girl.
Nah. I mean, yo, I'm going to go even further than that, though. I mean, look, for the moment I'm fucking her, she my girl. I mean, so I don't want nobody in, nah. I don't want no other dudes since they're watching or, you know, I mean, hitting the other end of it or whatever. Nah.
I mean, you know.
No, I ain't going for it. I feel you, though, Tripper, because my, you know what I mean, me and my cousin done pulled some shit like that before, you know what I mean? But
you know,
that's my cousin, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know where he's staying, you know what I mean? So I ain't worried about that. But just some random nigga? Nah.
Hey, hold on for a second, y'all. Y'all do that. I'll be right back. Give me 2 seconds. All right.
Okay, so let's say this. Since I got you on the line, you under 5, holding on. I need some ladies to call in. 646-378-0763. Call in, ladies, so y'all can get in on this discussion also. Okay, so Nada. Let's say your girl do bring another bra home for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you get hit, and then all of a sudden her pussy stinks.
Bitch gotta go. Bitch gotta go. Yeah, I mean, it's like, look, yeah, I mean, you came over here with the intention of getting it the fuck in, and you don't come prepared? Fuck that. I was a Boy Scout. I don't play that shit. Yeah, I mean, you knew you was coming to give me some, and you come with your shit spelling fucking ratchet and shit. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. So, sis, I mean, there's a door. I mean, or better yet, I mean, if she bad like that, though, I won't kick her out. I just direct her towards the shower. I mean, be like, yo, there you go right there. You come see me after you handle that. You know, I'm not. But yo, I mean, I didn't have, a couple of, Well, really, I only had one threesome that really went wrong. I mean, and that was because I was married. I mean, and my ex-wife was by. She kept saying, you know, I want to have get you a threesome. And I'm just steady telling her, like, look, I mean, I'm not really beat for it, you know what I mean, because I had already been through it so many times, you know. And she was just like, nah, but you ain't had one with me. I'm like, all right, cool. So she had me find the chick. Big mistake. Because I pulled in 2 chicks. I mean, bring them home. I got 3 women and 1 dick. She get mad because she ain't get enough. Or she felt like I spent more time on them than I did on her. Bitch, I fuck you every night. I mean, I fuck you every night. I mean, but the real point of it is, you gonna get mad at me after the fact, talking about some, oh, you was fucking them more than you was fucking me. Bitch, it's like technically we married. You know what I mean, this is your dick. You know what I mean, if you ain't like how the bitch was handled, knock her the fuck off.
Are you serious?
What?
Come on, that's just dead wrong, period.
No, it's not wrong because she ain't saying nothing during. She said it after, and I guess the main problem was there were no ground rules really set, so it was just like a free for all. I mean, it wasn't like I was jumping on bitches fucking them. They was jumping on me.
So it was just like, oh, if you ain't feeling that, tell her to move. Tell her to move.
Okay.
I ain't got no problem with it.
But that's but okay. When you had this threesome with your wife, did you have one before that?
I've had plenty of them before that, but never when I was in a relationship with the person. Yeah, I mean, it was always like on some humbug shit. Now, it's my wife. I mean, and she caught the attitude. You know, so it's just like, you know, there begs the question. You know what I mean? It's just like, are threesomes healthy in a relationship? You know what I mean? Or is it better on some fly-by-night shit?
I think they can be healthy when you set the rules ahead of time, Everybody says shit. Even though it's a threesome, for the most part, it's not a threesome for you to enjoy yourself by yourself. And if she felt like you was hitting her longer, yeah, it's new pussy, and I'm quite sure you was excited about it, but. You got to find that happy medium where you give them both, you know, some of that. Maybe you got to watch the clock. Give them both 20 minutes. I don't know. Have you break it down.
You don't think
they're healthy for a relationship, period?
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, I'm just, in all honesty, I think like this. I mean, it can be, but it depends on the couple themselves. I mean, you have to be, first of all, there has to be maturity involved. I mean, no immature person is ready for a fucking threesome in a relationship. I mean, if you immature and you ain't secure in yourself, it's going to cause problems, you know. But you were absolutely right in saying there needed to be ground rules set, and there were none. I mean, there were none. It was just like, have fun. I was just like, I will. So, I'll be on some road. Nah, I will. I'm a have fun because basically you gave me the fucking green light, but now all of a sudden you want to throw up yellows and reds and shit, and you throwing them up late after the fucking fact. That's like a fucking red light camera and shit. You get the ticket later. You know what I mean? It's like, no, man, you can't get mad at me for some shit that I didn't know you was going to feel some kind of way about. I'm not a mind reader. You know what I mean? And I have no problem with you in the middle of shit stopping me. Yo, dig this. I'm not feeling that right there. Oh, okay, babe. Well, what are you feeling? You know what I mean? Because in a sense, she hooking me up, you know, but at the same time, I didn't even really ask for it.
Right.
You know,
okay,
so it's just like.
We're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to listen to a couple of DJ get them songs that he sent in that we're going to also talk to him later and ask him a few questions. The next song I'm about to play is called Shot Caller.
Yeah.
Montana.
The música de Harry Fry.
Shorty got potential, I can be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shooting game results. Tell by all that she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all that she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all that she wanted shot call. Dipping in the wax, three in the back, two of you fat, pimping is a fact. Fresh up out the street, hop, jump to the top. I'm the French Montana from Duck the Block. Went solo on the ass, solo on the ass. Old white navy blue polo with the ass. I go round, like a thunder dragon from the South Bronx, home of the original clap. Just another cake, digging in the crate. Empty out the two, they was filling them with hate. Living life fast, just minds on the speedboat. Smuggling like slave guys.
cancer, I can be a sponsor. Met her backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Proud by all, if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a ball up. Shot call, I could tell by all that she wanted. Shot call, wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by all that she wanted. Shot call.
Yo, Take that blunt out, smoke it up for me. I'ma keep blazing even in my 40s. Girl, get on your knees, do what you please. Give me brain till you catch a fucking nosebleed. Pour out the lean, then I drink it up. Get put over by the feds, tell them hold a cup. Cold on the city, warm in the cut. Feds chasing me, call that shit the manhunt. Hey, Lieutenant Dane, I got some ice cream. Tell your baby mama, see her in her wet dream. Came out the same night, stay leaning. Back to the block.
Potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Proud by all, if she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by all, if she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by all, if she wanted shot call. I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at the Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoe game was awesome. Tell by all if she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by all if she wanted shot call. Wanna be with a baller. Shot call, I could tell by all if she wanted shot call.
Beauty on the beach.
Hey. Hey, yo, man. I'm flossing out here, bruh.
Hey, flossing, bruh. Fresh out.
Hey, yo, baby, go ahead. Tell them what we doing.
You know I like them because it's like it don't fall. Never got a call. Real girl in white, bitch, I'm still going down.
Okay.
Boys stay hot, but his lips don't freeze. I'm a feeling bump. It's like you got it to be.
Ooh.
Stick with it, baby. Stick with it. Stick with it, baby. Stick with it.
Get him. Woo! It's cold up in this bitch. Icicles on the ear, ear glue up on the wrist. Ice cubes on my finger, ice tray in my mouth. Chain hanging off the neck, and y'all like the way it glists. I'm so cold, my temperature is zero. Iced out like the Iceman. Call me Sub-Zero. I keep them ice nuggets in my jewelry. My wrist is flawless, victory. My chain is a fatality. 20 on the left and 50 on the right. 100,000 around my neck. Man, I'm shining like a light. Don't need a lamp in my house. I'm the nightlight. Multicolored diamond chains. Call that shit the bright light. Rainbow colors coming out the diamonds. Next speed breaking, cause
yeah,
I like the way it's shining. I walk around the hood and I let my chain hang low. Canary diamonds in my chain. That what made my chain glow. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ha.
Verse 2, a young ass nigga out here doing things. Get a stack in my hand, now I'm about to make it rain. 22 years old, out here going gutter things. Yeah, I fuck with Gucci Mane, but they call me Dole Man. D-O-U-G-H-M-A-N-E. Getting money is a habit, so I guess it's sin me. They like, what's up, Warden? You getting money now? Oh, that's what's up, my nigga, you doing things now. I ain't about the game, I'm about getting money. Why y'all niggas doing nothing, looking like some crash dummies? I'm G'd up from my head to my feet. I don't think the daddy over there fresher than me. Yeah, I'm so fly, but that's some slight shit. L-I-G hoodie with some Jordans, that's some tight shit. Red, black, white fusions, that's some nice shit. Ray-Bans on, dread it up, I'm on my swag shit, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back to BK Chronicles Live in the building. We're having all that. We're on the line discussing. We're discussing where threesomes go wrong and different ways they can go wrong. How sometimes they can ruin a relationship and how sometimes they can make them better. We also have another call on the line from the 631 area. We want to talk to them. And we also have Tasha on the line, too. And we're going to get a woman's insight on how threesomes can go wrong and things like that. So ladies, I have a question. Let's say you give your man a threesome and he only fucked the other girl. Who y'all feel about?
Hello?
You there?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Tasha, are you there? Okay, anyway, they must be having some technical difficulties, but so let's call in and give me your insight on how you think if that was to happen to you. If you offer your man a threesome, you bring a nice young lady over and she looking good or whatever. And the whole time all he doing is he humping her. He giving her all of his attention, eating her out, leaving you out. I mean, how do you handle that? I mean, me, myself, I don't know if I would say anything. Doing the action, or do you wait till after it goes and complain? Like, I don't know. I would hope that it wouldn't happen to me, because I wouldn't pick one that's better than me anyway. I mean, that might be a little selfish, but think about it before you give your man a three. You, only two or three things for me can go wrong. Either his dick ain't going to get hard, or like we saying that, we're discussing that. He's going to give her a little too much attention for my liking, and then we're going to have a problem. Or, you know, and other ways threesomes can go wrong. I was thinking maybe, you know, the girl don't want to give you no head, and you done set this up, and she getting your dude and all that, and you thinking they both going to be saying the same. Well, you know your man going to give you some head. I hope he giving you some head anyway. But you bring her over and she don't give you none. Like, I mean, do you beat her ass or do you give her a pass? I think that right there, that's when the threesome would definitely go wrong, because she's going to eat me, and especially I invited you into my house. This is just like me serving you some food and you don't eat your food. That's so disrespectful. So Chanel and stuff. I couldn't do it. And even like you said earlier, when we asked Jack and Nada, okay, you bring this broad over to satisfy your man, you get him a show, and her fucking pussy stinks. Like, what is that about? Come on, like, take your flag and swallow a pill or something, dish, soak it, Vaseline it up, vinegar it up, do something to that shit, because you can't be walking around like that. That's just socially unacceptable. It's very rude. And then I also got another. I asked the fellas earlier, like, if your girl, you know, you and your girl don't discuss the threesome. Oh, you know, you bring up a threesome, he gone ho, assuming you mean you want another girl, but neither one of y'all really gave each other the details, and you show up with another dude, like, okay, and he flick out, like they say they will, or both of y'all going to die, according to Nada, he says you both going to die, because he just feels totally disrespectful. Well, that man, what does that man ain't know? And all he's thinking is that he's going to get the threesome there, he was invited to. And you just go get that man fucked up like that. That's just wrong. And that's another way a threesome can go wrong, too. Or, how about for the fellas? They called in, what if they give them another scenario? Well, okay. You got two random chicks. You know, found two random joints. They ready to go. They ready to give you all the business. And you won't get old. You don't bought them drinks, you don't fed them, y'all get back to the hotel or whatever y'all saying that. And you just get to hitting these bras, hitting them. And most of them pussy dry. And they hate some shit. And you oh man, I had to laugh at that with myself. You done spent your money, you done got all around up, and then here you go, you got two dry pockets. Your pocket's dry and their pussy pocket's dry. You just fuck all up all around.
Satisfying you, or you just, you know, it's just a fantasy.
I would want to know all those questions before it happens, you know. And who you going to bring over? I got to approve of this bitch first.
So, like, the coffee you want, you need to be informed. Did she say that?
Yeah, I need to be informed. I need to be fully informed. Fully informed. I need to see her first. All right. She might be, you know, she might not be, you know, attractive or something, you know. Might not just not be the, no, the right person.
You want the full background report.
I want the full background. I got to. Got to have all that.
Okay. I got one more for you. Let's say you say if you would to come home with another dude. Let's say you get your opportunity. You got your two dudes, and one of them dick don't get hard.
I got my two dudes. Is one my man? Or
yeah, I mean, however you want it. We just hypothetically speaking, you would prefer a threesome with two dudes. That's, in other words, I guess that's what you were saying. I'm assuming that's what you meant. So let's say you had your two dudes and one of them dick don't get off.
Wait. How can I say that? Okay.
And it was your dude.
I would try. And it was my. Well, so that means he. Hey, BK, don't go there.
And I got switching up on you.
Okay, if it's my dude, that I will hope he's not fantasizing about the other dude, basically. That's what I will hope that's not happening, you know what I'm saying? So that means he mosey, if the dude mosey on over there and then he get hard, what my feeling be? He getting fucked up right then and there. That means you gay. I'm fucking him up, knocking him out.
Maybe he just felt like, you know, he wanted to do it for you, but then he just couldn't do it just because I would do it.
Well, then I'll make him leave. Then the other dude going to leave. It depends on how the situation going, man. I will have to see how the situation going.
As y'all go along. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, let's say you get your threesome, and y'all get into it, and the substitute is way bigger than your name.
I'm gonna be excited, real excited, and I hope my man don't get mad. But I'ma jump on that and try some things, and just see where he at. You know, me gonna join in. Get the top, get the bottom, something. I don't know.
This might be one of those situations he get left behind.
Well, we both agreed to this threesome. So.
Hold on, but then I found out if he gave the other girl. But hold on, see, I did say that.
Then he can get mad too. He can get mad too. I can't stop him from getting mad. Huh?
I say, as long as you get a bigger dick, huh?
Yeah. No, it's not even about bigger dick. It's really not about that. It's about who gonna please me the most. Who I'm getting the most pleasure from at that point of time. So that's who I'm gonna be up on. Yeah. And I will hope my man's getting more pleasure from me. But, I mean, I know he's going to be excited because this supposedly be the first time you with this person. Hopefully that is the case. You ain't been with this bitch before, you know. So.
Okay, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think I got Diva on the line too. So we want to talk to her and see if we can get her some insight on how she feel about this threesome thing and how they can go wrong.
Diva,
are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, babe.
Okay. How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm good. Okay. Now, let me tell you how I think threesome goes wrong. You give the man the control. He ain't supposed to tell you what type of woman. You pick the woman, and you control the threesome. Now, if you do all that, your threesome ain't going to go wrong because he can pick a woman that's better than you. And if he pick a woman that's better than you and better than you in bed, he might go over to the other side. So you control your own threesome. You don't let him control it.
Exactly.
Okay. That's how I feel about it.
Okay. Okay. So let's say you control it. And I don't know how long you've been listening in, but we also were talking about like you bring home the girl for your, you know, plaything, whatever you want to call it, for your guy, and the whole time he give her all the action.
That's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen. Because I'm gonna make sure that's not gonna happen. If you control the threesome, none of that's gonna happen. He's not going to give her all the attention because you're not going to let that happen. The only way that's going to happen because you're going to let it happen. You put a stop to that from the beginning. You nip that in the bud. It's what you say, how you say it, when she can get some. That's how that go.
Steva, you sound what? Like a dominatrix.
What?
Are you a dominatrix?
That's why my favorite position. That's why my favorite position is cowgirl, so I can control everything.
Don't get me excited.
What?
Y'all say don't get me excited. You some other cowgirl, so you can be in control. Okay. Let's do this.
Okay.
Give us a scenario of your threesome from the time y'all walk in the door. It's over.
Oh, wait, you're cutting off. Say that again, please.
I want a scenario from you. How did it work out? Because you're telling us like we control it and all that. Okay, say I'm a girl. I never had a threesome, and I want to control the threesome. Give me some advice on how I can make that work. Can you give me a scenario?
Okay.
How it can work? Like, do I call out shots? Like stuff like that. Help me out.
Okay. What you have to do is first entice the man, you and her together. Once you entice the man, you get him to sit back, drink something, you dance a little bit for him, she dances a little bit for him, both of y'all start touching on him, you tell her what you want her to do to your man, and then she does that to your man, and then you can join in on it. You control everything. You make sure she does exactly what you want her to do to your man. You tell her what to do, and you sit back and you watch what they're doing. You enjoy yourself because some women like to sit back and, you know, watch a show. Like me. I like to be watched, and I like to watch a show. So you sit back and you all do that, and you control all that. And you're not going to have no problems. But if you don't and you just let her go in there and take over, then that's where the problems come with the threesomes.
Okay, so do you normally discuss it with her beforehand, you know, like do y'all walk through it? Do you say, okay, well, look, this is what I want you to do, or do you give her directions? Like, I tell her,
if she's interested in having a threesome, this is what we do. I let her know we're going to have a threesome, but I'd be nice and polite. But once we get there, I'm going to tell you the things that I want you to do to my man because I know what he likes better than what you know that he likes. So I'm going to tell you exactly what I want you to do. And when we get there, I'm going to want you to do that. And if you can't do that, then you can get the hell out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What's wrong?
Okay. I love it. I actually wrote down a few things myself, but that's not here or there. But okay, let's say you controlling this. This gonna be my last question for you. Let's say you controlling this threesome, and the girl you pick and you show up with is his ex.
Oh, that ain't gonna happen. But hypothetically speaking, go ahead. Hypothetically speaking, you can go ahead. It would never be his ex. But hypothetically speaking, if it is his ex, she's an ex for a reason. So she has no business even coming to a threesome. A threesome should be a new person, not somebody he's already been with. Because to me, if you're with someone you already been with, it's no fun because you already really know what that person wants, how they're going to do it. When you're with a new person, it's a new experiment. You try new things, you do new things. So to have a person you already been with, it's not really that great.
No, I mean, it wouldn't be if you knew. But,
yeah,
you know,
so it's best to have someone new.
I'd like to see how that would turn out. Okay, look at it this way. Let's say
it happened, but you didn't know that it was an ex, and he didn't tell you that it was his ex till after. But he fucked her real good, like she was brand new.
Oh, I'd probably be pissed if I found out later on. I mean, if we're real enough to do this threesome, why can't you keep it real from the beginning? Like, look, this is my ex. For you to do that and then tell me later, that's total disrespect. I would have a problem with that. I would probably bash him upside his head with something. Or maybe put his head through a window. Why do you keep laughing?
Oh, man. Because you know that's funny. That's funny.
But it's the truth.
And that's what makes it funny, because it's honest. And that's the honesty for your head coming from
the
media.
It's like, don't bring something old to the bed with us. Bring something new. Let me have fun, too. Why do I want something you already had?
Exactly.
Nah, I don't want that.
Okay. We're gonna go ahead and take a break, and we're going to go next coming up. We're going to speak to DJ Get'em, and we're going to interview him and ask some questions. And this special note, throughout the breaks that I'm playing certain songs, and I know you've heard them once, but I'm going to play them again just in case you're just now tuning in. And we're going to ask him some questions and figure out, you know, where he's from and what DJ Get Him really mean.
Yeah! I got the gigglies right now, so let me get serious, all right?
I'm laughing, man, nigga.
Let's get it.
Go.
DJ Airway.
Get him. I'm in the kitchen going ham again.
Damn.
On a hot trap beat going ham again. Ha! Lemon head, lemon head. It look like some lemon heads, like that nigga Cam again. Stove top cooking, whipping up some stuffing. Making hella moves, nigga, I ain't bluffing. Iced out, ha. Purple Shambhala, slipping off my damn wrist. Homeboy, yeah, I'm stunting. When I was 16, getting money was a habit. So much money, had it stuffed up in a mattress. Hood chef in the kitchen, finna make a salad. So I can get this green, I gotta get this cabbage. Old school, steady pimping, get my shine on. Before I do that, I got to get my grind on. Heck, a lot of change, watch the way I fly, dog. If you need it, then I got it, hit me on my iPhone. Grim Reaper on the mic, make sure to beat it dead. So either shoot the nigga up, call me Jeff the Kid. Trap all day, nigga, I'm a trap star. Heart of a warrior, that's why they call me Black Star.
Hang with it, rock with it, rock with it. Throw some back up in a pot with it.
On them fuck boys, yeah, that's what y'all rolling up. Stay popping rubber bands, yeah, that's what I'm stacking up. Sipping on that rosy roll, yeah, that's what I'm pouring up. I'm a monster, feed me rapper, lost it, just spit them up. I got a bakery,
huh?
They call me bread maker.
Yes, sir.
I hustle anything, nigga, call me the money maker.
Okay.
Double D, daredevil, I'm a risk taker, trying to break these hood records.
Huh?
I'm a game breaker.
Uh-huh.
You already know, yeah, I got a crazy flow. Crazy hook with a crazy swag. You can't nobody touch me, mo.
Uh-huh.
Man, I'm trying to get these coins, but I ain't talking by Mario, but I'm diabolical like my nigga Wario. I'm on my rap shit, shawty, I don't need a boo. I'm on my money making shit, that's the fucking truth. I make it rain in the club, rain on you. Made it rain so hard, turn the club into a pool.
Lean with it, rock with it, rock with it.
I'm a young ass nigga with the mind of an OG. I'm just like my dad beat, that's what my mama told me. Running in the streets like a kid in the playground. Chopping in the sandbox in case the shit goes down. Make money coming up and down like a seesaw. My crew stay popping bottles, that's how we fall. All my first hustle started with an 8-ball. Duped to a quarter, hell yeah, that's how we ball. Money touching to their head, you gon' need a water boat. Got some niggas geeking out like they off that love boat. Old school shit, homie, you ain't fucking know that. Hustle the old head way, that's why I get sad.
Lean with it, lean with it, rock with it, rock with it. Throw some back up in the pot with it.
Microwave,
but we gon' pop whip it. When it get right, we drop the ice and make it up.
Having a little technical difficulties. DJ, you there?
Yo, boy.
All right, I was having a little problems then. I just wanted to welcome everybody back to BK Live. And I got DJ, get him on the line. If y'all been listening then, you heard a few songs that I say, Shot Call, I'm the champion, stick with it. They love it. Let me just love that too. So DJ, introduce yourself.
Yo, what's up? My name is DJ Get'em. Well, actually, my real name is Avery Watson. Go by DJ Get'em, a.k.a. the Dope Man, representing LP, which is Langley Park. You know what I mean? That's how we doing.
Well, no need of me asking you where you from, because you're repping that Langley Park program.
You already know.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the song.
Actually, you know what I'm saying? Some of them are mixtape, some of them not. Champion going to be on the mixtape. Quick Freestyle, Smooth Me in a Mixtape. Lean With It and the other Jones, those are like just singles I just threw out there. So I'm still working on some stuff right now, but not right now, you know. I'm supposed to go to the studio today, but you know what I'm saying? Got sick, dizzy right now, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's basically how it is.
Okay, so you said you did got a couple of projects coming up. You working on
them? Pretty much. Got a joint with my man Judah. As y'all heard, I'm on Champion. We don't got a title for the mixtape right now. We're still like brainstorming and stuff. Other than that, though. Oh, yeah, plus album release party for my man Six or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Going to be at Rice Lounge in D.C., you know what I mean? Going to perform Crack City and stuff like that.
Okay, what day is that?
Oh, that's on June 9th. That's on June 9th. June 9th, Rock Lounge.
Okay. So tell us about your name, DJ, because I know before when I was cutting a couple of people, we gonna have you on the show. They wanted to know if you were actually a DJ. So can you explain the name?
Right, and everybody get mixed up with that. All right, so the deal with the DJ. First off, I don't make beats. I'm learning making beats. I'm on the process of making beats, but I don't turntable, none of that. But I'm still in the process of doing that stuff. I got DJs because My little nephew, you know what I'm saying? I used to babysit him a lot, so, you know, so he was like my son. So I got DJ from him because his name is Darnell Jr. And my mother used to call me DJ because, you know, so he's always around me, stuff like that. So that's how I got the DJ part. So it's just like a name. There's nothing special, spectacular about it, you know what I'm saying? No, you know what I'm saying, producer type, nothing, just DJ, you know what I'm saying? Hello. Yeah.
I lost my time for a second. Sorry about that. Okay.
You always malfunction. You know what you're doing over there?
I'm getting it together. It's my first time.
Okay.
We're gonna work out all day. You
explain
your name to him.
You said what now?
I said you explained your name to him.
Yeah,
I got cut off. I couldn't hear.
Oh, well, like, okay, well, like I was saying, basically, just to cut a long story short, I used to babysit my nephew, and his name was Darnell Jr., and he was like, everybody thought he was like my son, you know what I'm saying, because he was always around me. So basically, my mother gave me the DJ because she couldn't nickname him DJ. So every time, you know what I'm saying, yeah, I'm around and family functions, whatever. Hey, what's up, DJ? You know what I'm saying? This and that. So I just kept the DJ say, fuck it, you know what I mean? That's how I got the DJ part. The get 'em part, I mean, it's kind of a funny story because, you know what I'm saying, back in middle school, elementary school, I used to be known for joning on people just for the heck of it. So everybody's like, oh, what's up, get 'em? Get on, you know what I'm saying, after how high I came out with that little get on phrase and shit. So after that, I just put it together. I said, fuck it, rap name DJ Get On. Actually, my friend, Dontrell, rest in peace to him, you know what I'm saying, he the one gave me, you know what I'm saying, DJ Get On. So ever since 12, 13, I've been going by that.
So what inspired you to want to do music?
I mean, I always wanted to do music, you know what I'm saying? I didn't take it seriously until I was like 16, 17. I was writing music when I was like 12, 13. But just because, you know what I'm saying, just because. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was cool, whatever. I ain't start getting good at it until like 15, 16. Wanted to get serious, 17, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, the rest is history right now, you know? Nothing special to it, though.
Okay, so the album release party that you
have,
are you
going to
be performing?
I'm only going to be performing Crack City. I mean, this is going to be my, like, first performance, you know what I'm saying? So it's really not, like, a performance. I guess you could say open mic, whatever the case might be. My man Six, he's the one.
It's a performance, open or close, you got to do your thing.
Pretty much, you know what I'm saying? he's the one, Six is the one who's basically doing the album release party because he has two mixtapes out and everything. So, you know what I'm saying? He's going to get it popping over there.
Okay, well, let me ask, besides your own music, what type of other music do you listen to that, to get you in your writing mode?
That's a lot. I mean, well, to get me in my writing mode, everybody always say Biggie and Pop for them. No, it's not me. Me, I would have to go with Eminem, either Eminem or Young Jeezy. Because Jeezy, to me, has that swagger that I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, from everything that I done basically been through and seen on the street, Jeezy raps about. And from family-wise, going through stuff with my mother and father and stuff like that, that's what the Eminem comes from. You know what I'm saying? So them two are, like, the only ones that inspire me to write for real, for real. I can listen to Jeezy and Eminem all day and just write songs. For real, for real. Like, that's just basically how it is, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I got, it's a lot of people I can name, but those are the two that basically inspired me, though.
Okay, the song, let's talk about the song, Freestyle, the quick freestyle.
Uh-huh.
That's just a little quick, is that just like a sample of music freestyle? Or is your,
quick freestyle? Tell you the truth on quick freestyle, it was just something for fun. I'm not even going to joke on it. It wasn't nothing to put out there. It wasn't nothing to, you know what I'm saying, launch out. It was just something for fun. You know what I'm saying? Because I really don't rap on beats like that. You know what I'm saying? That's more like a lyricist beat. I'm not a lyricist. You know what I'm saying? I write, you know what I'm saying, basically hood shit, you know, hood classes, trap music, basically. That's what I rap. So for me, you know what I'm saying, do quick freestyle is kind of fun. And plus, at the end of it, if you play it and listen to the end of it, it was supposed to be edited out, but you know what I'm saying, my man Judah liked it so much, he said, yo, keep that in there. It's funny. But yeah, I mean, that's about that though. Just something for fun.
Alright, well, we gonna play quick freestyle by DJ Gibbons. Y'all hold tight, cause when we get back, maybe we can give him a freestyle for
him. Yeah.
Ready? Yo, what's up? What it is, what it do, what it dizzle. It's your boy DJ Gettle, a.k.a. The Dough Man. Ready? Yo, what's up? What it is, what it do, what it dizzle. It's your boy. Ready? Yo, what's up? What it is, what it do, what it dizzle. It's your boy DJ Gettum, a.k.a. The Dough Man. Got my man right there, Judah, on the track. You know what I'm saying? We finna motherfucking do this shit up, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas... Oh, I ain't gonna do nothing. Fuck MSC. Well, guess what? Fuck them niggas who doubted us. Hey, man, matter of fact, fuck the small talk, man. Let's get into it, man. Chill. This for all the niggas that ever doubted us,
all
man.
The niggas, man.
Hey, yo, Judah, I see you, homeboy. What's up, niggas? They try to break us, but they can't, niggas.
They can't, bro.
Chill. We post up chillin' in the VIP.
Huh?
If you tryna come, shawty, come and follow me. Poppin' bottles, smoking cushion till we pass out. Niggas on the grind, niggas great ass out. Young fly boy, always gotta stay fresh. Diamonds on my neck, man, I'm better than the rest. Hey, yo, them niggas silly hatin'. Ain't my niggas shooting, it's a true situation. Long years of grindin', that's my dedication. First mixtape, that's a fuckin' celebration. Niggas up in the club, they stay faking. Fuck boy, niggas, call him Clay Aiken. So much money, homeboy, I'm Bill Gates.
Uh-huh.
So much ice, feel like I'm ice skating. Huh. I got a bezel, got 1,000 in it.
360 chain, yellow diamond cuffed in it. Gold bracelet, even got the ice in it. I'm so hot, I even got the fucking ice. But I ain't even gonna trip. So much money in my pocket got me walking with a whip. I'm ill on the mic. Yeah, they say that I'm blood raw. Fuck a Autobot, bitch. I'm a Decepticon. I got lasers and cannons. Call me Megatron. Oops, did I say that? Clap, clap, I'm dead wrong. I got more greens than the Green Lantern. Black hoodie, so stealing, nigga. I'm a fan. Kidnapped and sold, then I asked for the ransom. Click, clap, then I put that body in the casket.
Hey, yo, Slim, you was shaking your head. What's going on, bro? What'd I do wrong?
DJ, how you doing?
Yes, ma'am.
I am truly having problems with my sound tonight, so y'all have to excuse me. I'm gonna get it together real soon. It's my first show, so work with me. Okay, that was just your quick freestyle.
Mm-hmm.
You said that was playing around in the studio with us.
Actually, I was just playing around, with it, you know what I'm saying? But since I like getting a hold of other people, like, and I'm like, you know what? Next to come, quick freestyle 2, 3, and 4. 2 is on the way because I'm working on it right now. So get ready with that. It's going to be off the Mick Mills flexing beat. Flexing on it. Pretty much.
Mick Mills?
Yeah, the song by Mick Mills, flexing on it.
Okay. So
what's
your freestyle?
Are
you able to just spit off the top of your head?
I mean, to tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying? I don't freestyle like that. I don't like freestyle like that. I mostly like to write my shit, but I mean, I can do a little something up top of the head, though.
Well, give us a sample, then. I know you ain't shy.
Oh, you want me to spit something right now?
You want?
All right, check this out. All right, check this out. So they treat me like an animal. Got me locked up, chained like an animal. Eat the body, drink the blood, I'm a cannibal. Face mask, straight jacket on, call me Hannibal. Hello, Clarice. Yeah, I see you. Wanna run that high, girl? Let's play peekaboo. You didn't get far. No, I'm near you. Heart beating so fast, bitch, I can hear you. Got some choppers on deck, I'm finna bring them out. Got gorillas locked up in cages, I'm finna bring them out. Take back the jungle, now we beastin'. Grind hard and get paid, bitch, now we feastin'. So come on down here, walk the yellow brick road. I'm about to show you where the yellow bricks go. In the trap house, matter of fact, the stash house. The way we chop them bricks down, we call it shit the slaughterhouse. Beehive, bitch, she's a honey slut. The whole crew fucked her, so she a honey nut. They call me DJ. Better follow up. Half breed ENT. I came up the runner up. I'm a crazy wild nigga. I really don't give a fuck. Got niggas mad cause the big boy like the stunt. I smoke and roll these niggas up like a silly blunt. Then I'ma pass it back to BK cause I'm done. Bam.
Yeah, never
lie.
The DJ got
it.
Get him like
that.
Yeah, that was in the building.
LP, baby.
So, okay, so give our listeners some information. So where they can find you, where can they download your songs and do stuff like that. Let us know how we can follow you.
All right. So basically, if you want to find my music, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook, you hit me up on my music page, facebook.com/DJGenom, HBENT, capital D, capital G, capital E, HBE, everything lowercase. Basically, Twitter, the same name, DJ Genom, HBENT. That's where you can catch my music at. Oh, and I got a phone app, you know what I'm saying, mobile app and shit. People can download on Reverb Nation. Matter of fact, no, you don't have to go to Reverb Nation. Go to your market, Android market, of course, type in DJ Genom, download my music app. That's how we're doing.
Okay, so
Okay, and also let them know about that performance one more time, just in case we got some new callers calling in, in case they missed.
Oh, yeah. So basically, my man's having an album release party, Rack Lounge, I think June 9th. Yep, June 9th. Loving the, I think it starts at 8, but you can catch my performance between 7 and 8, ends at 12. Oh, yeah, have to pay $10 to get in. That's what's happening.
Okay.
Cool.
So tell me a little bit about this song, Shot Caller.
I think
that's one of my
songs. Shot Caller? Now,
yes.
I did that one because of the simple fact, I like the song, you know what I'm saying? I heard it before everybody else heard it, you know what I'm saying? When everybody else heard it on the radio video, I heard it on his joint called Casino Life. I think it's called Casino Life. Yeah, it was a mixtape. So, you know what I'm saying? That was like, what, last year? Like November, December, one of them. Anyway, when I heard that zone, I said, yeah, I got to get up on this zone. So it just came to me in the head, for real. I didn't even have to do much. I just did anything. I said, fuck it, whatever.
All right, well, we gonna go ahead and spin this track one more time with that Shot Caller by DJ Get'em.
Yep.
G-A-C.
Yeah.
Montana.
La música de Harry Fry.
Shorty got potential, I can be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoot game was awesome. Tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all if she want a shot call.
Dipping in the wax, three in the back, two of you fat, pimping is a fat. Fresh up out the street, hop, jump to the top. I've been fresh Montana from duck the block. Went solo on the ass, solo on the ass. Old white navy blue polo with the hat. I go round, like a thunder dragon from the South Bronx, home of the original crack. Just another cake, digging in the crate. Empty out the two, they was filling them with hate. Living life fast, gets mines on the speedboat. Smuffing when you like to play God.
Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoot game was awesome. Tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call, I can tell by all that she wanna shot call.
Yo, take that blunt out, smoke it up for me. I'ma keep blazing even in my 40s. Girl, get on your knees, do what you please. Give me brain till you catch a fucking nosebleed. Pour out the lean, then I drink it up. Get pulled over by the feds, tell them hold a cup. Cold on the city, warm in the cut. Feds chasing me, call that shit the manhunt. Hey, Lieutenant Dame, I got some ice cream. Tell your baby mama, see her in her wet dream. Came out the same night, stay leaning. Back to the block.
Potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoot game was awesome. Tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Shorty got potential, I could be a sponsor. Met her backstage at a Summer Jam concert. Hair like Rihanna, shoot game was awesome. Tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all if she want a shot call. Wanna be with a baller, shot call. I can tell by all if she want a shot call.
All right, thank you, and thank you for tuning in. I see we got some more callers on the line, and welcome back to BK Entertainment. I'm sorry, BK Quantum Live. We see you got DJ Get'em on the line, and that was just Shot Caller by DJ Get'em. If you tell us, okay, we I'm about to tell us about that song, but we already told us a little something about it. Okay, so the song you were talking about, the Crack City, that's your man's sixth song.
Yeah, basically we're not playing that one because of the simple fact.
No, we're not.
Yeah, done yet, you know what I'm saying? But Six is not going to be performing. Actually, me and Tori, my man Judah, is going to be performing.
He was featured on your I'm the Champion. Y'all see featured on, I mean, you featured on his I'm the Champion song.
Actually, that's like actually it is his song, but it's kind of Bubba Rock's song. You know what I'm saying? But it's more of his. You know what I'm saying? Because he came out with the idea.
Right, it's kind of like a collab, right?
Huh?
I said kind of like a collab, right?
Yeah, you could say that, yeah, like a joint album. You know what I'm saying? But it's not an album, it's a mixtape. So it's not going to be Judah featuring DJ Ken. It's going to be few Judah and DJ Ken. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to wrap this interview up. And I appreciate you for joining me and the interview, working with me, my technical difficulties and all that. Give a shout out. Y'all want to follow DJ, get him on Facebook, he on Twitter, all that. Give him your info one more time.
Yo, music page, facebook.com/ DJ Ghenom, HBENT. Same thing for Twitter, DJ Ghenom, HBENT. Follow me. Oh, and I got Instagram, but you know what I'm saying? It's too long, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. DJ Ghenom, a.k.a. The Dough Man 301. That's my Instagram.
All right. I want to thank you and for tuning in and for giving me the opportunity to interview you. We're going to go ahead and get back into the topic at hand today, which was threesomes gone wrong. If you want, you want to give us a little insight on if you know how threesomes go wrong, feel free.
Okay, cool.
Always been a champion. 22 now, graduated to a better.
Money man.